Okay, let's learn. Obviously, we're learning some interesting halachas in terms of what are you and what are you not allowed to do before davening. So we start a little bit, Siv Gimel. There's much more to be discussed. Just on that very Siv, there's much more to be discussed. So I want to just read over the words of the Shulchan Aruch again, and then go into other Mishnah Berurahs as well. There's one in particular, which is very big chiddush. I don't know if we're passing like that. Generally, the minhag is to, let's see, we're at the bottom of page 238 in those in the Mishnah Berurah editions of the issue. So that's Simon Pei Tes Seif Gimel. Osoloi Leis Asik Bitzrochov. A person not allowed to be busy, Oilei Lech Ladech, or to go and travel. Arche Ispal Tvila Shmanes until you have Davin Shmanes. So two things. You're allowed to be busy with things, and you're allowed to travel before davening Shemoneh Esrei. Again, that is clearly talking about once the Zman is there. So for instance, tomorrow, if you want to travel to at 6 o'clock in the morning, that's fine, because that's not the Zman yet. But once it's the Zman, which is, I don't know, approximately 7 o'clock or something like that, which is the Zman of Tefillah, the earliest time you could daven, at that point, you're not allowed to travel anymore. Similarly, you're allowed to be busy with things and your business engagements. We learned yesterday a heter which is not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, but Shlomo Zalman argues very strongly, makes a lot of sense, that very, very light activities will be permitted. We spoke about the wheelie bins, other things which may seem like very, very light activities will be permitted. The question that somebody wants to ask me, what if you are very involved in your in business and you want to just quickly check your emails before davening? You know, work emails. You want to just see, did he answer? Did he not answer? Has the money been transferred? Has the money been taken? It seems like a light work, but it's still work. It may be very important work. It will that be permitted before davening, yes or no? Except Shlomo Zalman speaks about the wheelie bins. And he says, that's fine because it's light. It's not a big deal. But will emails be considered the same category or not? Yeah. I think the chore, despite the fact that it would seem like a light kind of work, but the chore, I think it's probably also to do that. That's precisely against the whole idea. If you take a wheelie bin out and you wheel it, so Shlomo Zalman says, you don't think about it before, you don't think about it after, and you probably don't even think about it when you're doing it. But if you are sending an email, or you're checking your emails, and you're checking that is probably, once you're logging in, or what, your mind is elsewhere, and that's exactly what you're not meant to do. You're not meant to be engaged in your own personal things before you're engaged with the Ribono Shel Olam's Tzrochim. Okay, now there's a very, 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 very important Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot New Test over here. And there is a discussion about this. It's a very big Chiddush. In Sivkot New Test, Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Leilech Ladech, to travel. You're not only not allowed to travel for Shachis, but even for Mincha Ma'ariv, you're not allowed to travel. If the time has come. So let's say it's Mincha time, half an hour before Shkia, let's say, you're not allowed to travel now because the time has come to have Mincha. It's like Shachis. So you're not allowed, once now the time has come to have Mincha, or time has come to have Ma'ariv, you're not allowed to do your own personal things. You've got to daven now. This is clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. So, Ma'ariv, I don't know, Nacht is now 5 o'clock-ish. So, from half past 4 onwards, you can't really start traveling, doing things. I'm actually making an assumption that half an hour before is a problem. So, let's say from 5 o'clock onwards, you can daven Ma'ariv. Don't be busy with things. You've got to daven Ma'ariv now. Don't travel now. Because, what are your thoughts on that, Rabbi Yisrael? Yes, well, you're saying, First John claims, well, if you've got a fixed minimum ma'ariv, surely that can't apply, perhaps. But I think even without that, I think it's brought down in the contemporary poet scheme as a very big chiddush, which I don't think it's even possible. I mean, I can't say it's impossible to stick to, but it's nearly impossible, because think about Mincha. Yeah, that means that what time is Shkia today? About
10 to 4.
Yeah, about. So no, 10 to 4. Yeah, 10 to 4. So what? You 10 to 4. You can't do anything because if you haven't done yet, you have to, I don't know. You can't, if this Giazman of Mincha, you can't do anything. It sounds like many poskim are arguing with this Mishnah Berurah and the Amikel. Certainly with regards to shachis, a person has to know that once this man, Alois, is calm time of shachis, you cannot travel, you cannot be busy with things. But in terms of mincha ma'ariv, many poskim are makel. Yeah. Well, before Alois? Or after Alois?
Like the time of davening.
You should... Yeah, so a person should yeah, if a person... So you're already in the airport. It depends a bit. A person should ideally try to daven before he goes to the airport. If he can't daven before he goes out, then it's fine. He can daven in the airport. And once he's in the airport, he can already wait for davening on the plane, if that's better. Yeah. Now, we mentioned yesterday that... with Reb Shlomo Zalman's discussion about asking a non-form person, which is an interesting discussion, can you discuss? Because in theory, you're not allowed to be machshel somebody. I want to look at the next halach over here in Shulchan Aruch, top of the page. You're not allowed to eat and drink. Yeah. Now hold on. There's one more thing I forgot to mention before we go to eating and drinking. In Mishnevusiv Kotten Chof. Actually, spell it. Mishnah says as follows: you're not allowed to travel unless you have davened. Ve'afilu, even in b'mokm shiyovo, even a place that your destination, yochol gam ken lispal imatzibu izmano. Imagine your destination also has a minyan. So you want to leave at 7 o'clock. You want to go to, let's say, to Manchester, and you know very much that in Manchester you're still going to have a minyan at 10 o'clock. No problem. 11 o'clock, there will be a minyan there, and you can even still daven al pi halacha. Nevertheless, even if you know at destination there is a minyan, you cannot leave London to your destination which has a minyan, because now you've got the halacha on you that you must daven. I feel there's going to be a minyan there. It's going to be bismanoi. Nevertheless, you can't do that. Avol pikein also. Da'alicha bederech, and here are the key words, because journeying, I'm top of the page in Mishnah Berurah, da'alicha bederech, havek oisik bitzrochov. Traveling is considered oisik bitzrochov. When you, it's oisek, you're busy bitzrochov with your own personal needs. These are the key words. You're not allowed to be oisek bitzrochov. You're not allowed to be busy with your own needs. If it's something which is not your own needs, you're allowed to. But if something which is your needs, you're not allowed to do. Therefore, the poskim can discuss, what if you want to travel to the coastal, say? You live out of Yerushalayim, a bit further out, a good hour's drive, for argument's sake. What's an hour from Yerushalayim? Bet Shemesh, yeah, good example. Bet Shemesh, you want to daven, you really feel you need to daven properly, you want to go to the coastal. You know, you jump into the car, if everything goes well, and now you'll be, you don't need that. It's after Alois, it's when Tefillah has come, you will now jump into the car and daven by the coastal. Can you do that or not? You're traveling. You're traveling before Shachris. But you're going to the coastal.
Probably not.
Not? Why? Right, you're saying traveling is no good. Now, the many poskim allow this. Why do they allow this? Because you're going to daven. Because look at these words that I emphasize now. Koisik bitzrochov. The point is, you're oisik bitzrochov. If you are doing something which is your own personal agenda, that is what the problem is. Oisik bitzrochov. When you are busy with your own needs, that's what the problem is. If you're davening, you're not davening, it's not oisik bitzrochov, it's not your own business, it's not your own needs, as it were. It's really what you're doing for the Ribbono Shel Olam, davening for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is considered like a tzorich mitzvah. In other words, whenever you're traveling a tzorich mitzvah, that would be okay. And therefore, they would be allowed to do that. So if you're traveling in order to daven somewhere with a particular purpose, that it's not considered oisik bitzrochov, it's not oisik tzrochecho, it's not your needs. That's oisik mitzvah, and therefore oisik b'mitzvah, and that would be therefore permitted. That's what many poskim say. Yeah, I know what you mean. So let's say you want to travel to your destination. Why are you davening there? Because it's more practical for you. So I think that the answer is that I think that in principle it's a problem, and the only reason you're doing it for your own personal benefit and not for tzorich mitzvah. I think that therefore what comes out from this, if it's a problem, we have to look at the words of the Rama. The Rama says the way to sort this problem out is by yesh mekin le'ach she'ombu miktas brochas kodesh ha'boruch she'ama. Once you've said the brochas, then it's fine. I think that's the only way. If a person is really doing it for his logistical easiness and for logistical persons, for logistical reasons, anyone, let's say for instance you want to save traffic or you want to save time by going to destination and thereby gaining time and davening there as opposed to davening here, I think that this amo will apply. I believe so. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think it's stretched. You could perhaps argue, but I think it's a bit stretched to say that you're traveling at Tzorich Mitzvah. I think it's a bit hard to say that. I think so. And some people want to say that. So I think Pashtos, you'd have to say Brachos before that. Okay, now continues the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to drink. Aval mayim, but water, muta lishto is kodim tefillah, but water you're allowed to drink before davening. Bein bechoil, whether it's a weekday, bein beshabbos, whether it's Shabbos, v'yomtev, whether it's yomtev. V'chein, and similarly, another heter is, acholim v'mashkin l'refuah, everything which is a medical purpose, muta is permitted. So, we're having now a different issa. So we've spoken so far about the issa of not allowed to do, not to travel. Traveling is a problem before davening. Doing business is a problem before davening. Now we're learning something else as well. Eating and drinking before davening is a problem. However, so whilst this really applies weekday, Shabbos and Yom Tov, however, water is permitted, and everything which is for medical purpose permitted as well. Now, this issa is on a far greater level than what we mentioned earlier. Mishnah says, "If cotton chavalev, va'over al zeh, somebody who eats before davening." Omu Chazal says she'olav Omer Hakosuv. That's what the pasuk means. Omer Hakosuv, oisi shlachto achrei gavecho. You have thrown me behind your back. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says le'ach she'achal v'shosom. Now you've eaten. You have had something to drink. We are fully satisfied. You feel all jolly and nisgoe. You're all proud of yourself. You're satisfied. You're kibud al malchus shemaim. Now you're ready to make up malchus shemaim. Come on. I'm at the bottom of your list. That's like the last priority after eating and drinking and everything. Now you come to daven. Come on.
Could you answer that? You could argue that you could enhance your daven.
It's very. I hear that. And this argument is. I want to bring a. So this is a very strong argument.
I don't know if all Hasidim, but there's certain Hasidim
Yeah, so it's true. There is a bit of that. It's definitely true. And I want to even bring a proof to what you're saying, because we're learning that the tzorich refuah is permitted. So why is the refuah permitted? Because if medical purpose is permitted. So the post can say that not refuah doesn't have to be in a literal sense. The post can say it doesn't have to be as strict and rigid. A purely medical purpose. If somebody feels very weak or very, very, he finds very, very difficult, he finds it really difficult, then his hetter will apply. So the issue of that, it's true. Some people are more lenient. You're right. Before Alois is not a problem. Before Alois, there's not, you can't daven yet. So this, everything we're discussing now only starts by Alois. Now, because tomorrow is Tannis, I'm going to point out that there is a Zohar Kodesh which we have learned. We've mentioned Mishnah Berurah brings, which is very unlike him. Mishnah Berurah brings a Zohar Kodesh, and he says, "Al pi Kabbalah, it is wrong to eat after you have slept by night before davening. This is not halacha. It's a how should we call it a chumrah or a mitzvah chassidus or whatever it is." Some people will refrain from eating once they've gone to sleep. And that's what it's up in Kabbalah. I don't know why. Don't know the background. And therefore, really, before Alois, if a person wakes up and it's before Alois and he wants to eat and drink, the halacha is allowed to do so. You can eat, it's probably better that the Gemara brings earlier, there's a chumrah, it's a nice chumrah, one should really probably. To before one goes to sleep, one should say, "I'm not mekabel the tainus by going to sleep, and I'm, I want to clearly, specifically, and explicitly, I'm not accepting myself the tainus before Alois." Like you, if you say that, that makes it even better. But in theory, in principle, yes, you could eat. But again, there's a chumrah not to, but it's merely a chumrah.
Daughter-in-law was davening, and she wasn't well.
she was pregnant, I think. And he said, to her, no, he said, no, you must eat first, because, as he said, it's better to eat to daven rather than to daven to eat.
Very interesting. Very nice. Yeah, I hear that.
You give a
bracha, right?
A long life.
She lived like that. Very interesting. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Yeah. Lemaise saying the halacha brought down considered a very big issue to eat before davening. And yes, it's true in some kelet and some communities they are more lenient. It is, but the mishnah is very machmi. You'll see in the next mishnah, this mishnah as well. Hakadosh Baruch Hu achshos v'iskalek v'machshmei v'gam iskimu divrei al pasuk. It's even touching on the pasuk. Don't eat before you have davened on about your blood, about your life. It's so stringent, so machmi. It says you shouldn't even have a te'ima be'alma, not even taste something. Don't even taste anything before davening. Weekday, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Mishbu is very machmi about this. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chof Beis goes to a large Mishnah Berurah, unlike him. He spends a lot of koyches trying to justify the heter about the coffee. He says, when you talk about water, yes, you're allowed water, it's true, water is permitted, but that's only without sugar. And then he goes and he says, what should we do about the coffees? He says, no, coffee and tea, look how he brings down the tea and the kaveh. You can't have beer. Vada also. He said, yeah, tea and coffee perhaps is fine. That's like water. So that you can daven better. Perhaps a tea, perhaps a coffee, if that helps you to daven. Certainly places which that is the norm. People with that before the coffee, you don't want to talk to them before they had their coffee. If it's these kind of people, then yeah, give them the coffee and let them daven. But however, that's only if there's no sugar and there's no milk. You know those coffees without sugar, without milk? You know them? So he said, that's the only thing allowed. Some people are lenient, and he goes extensively. I will not carry on reading the next part of the Mishnah Berurah, because all the contemporary poskim, they all agree that nowadays, there certainly is no question about it, that one can have a coffee with sugar and with milk before davening, Shabbos, weekday, without any hesitation. And the reason is because we don't drink coffees without sugar and milk, and it's not really considered a drink, I think. So it's so therefore the pardon?
It also helps the
system. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say as well, yeah. Yeah, that's brought down, yeah, so perhaps that's, yeah. Yeah, so the Lemaise of the poskim allow drinking coffees. But again, you can see from this Mishnah Berurah how he is reluctant to allow for the coffee, and he's discussing the sugar aspect of it. Perhaps with sugar, perhaps without sugar. You can see from that his whole attitude and his whole, his reluctance, certainly eating is totally, totally out of question. The question is about so the coffee is fine, the tea is fine as well. Water, Shulchan Aruch says, is fine. So what about other kind of juices? Yeah, let's say you wake up in the summer, you're really thirsty. Okay, you want to drink? Okay, you don't. Water is fine, but you want something a bit more, a bit more tasty. I don't know. So could you have something else? A juice? If you're thirsty, you can make a bracha with that, I suppose. But yeah, you want to make a bracha with, you want to add something. So do you think you can do that? You can add a bit of taste. Yeah? So the Mishnah Berurah can say it's fine. Yes, that's no worse than the coffee. So yes, the answer is, any drinks, it's fine. You want a bit of apple juice, or you want anything else, orange, it's fine. You can have that before davening as well. The Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot Chof Gimel addresses the Shabbos aspect. Now Shabbos is even worse. Why is Shabbos even more of a problem?
It's Kiddush.
Kiddush, absolutely. Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot Chof Gimel. Kloima, lo yisema b'Shabbos also b'lav ochi. Don't tell me that Shabbos is anywhere a problem. Mishum da also litum kedim Kiddush. You can't eat before Kiddush. Kamash manan da ein osu rak dafkel shiegas man Kiddush. It's not connected to Kiddush. He says, whether there is a problem of Kiddush or not, he said, no, there's anywhere a problem here. Kiddush may or may not be a problem at that stage of the day. Kiddush might not be a problem yet, because Kiddush might only, the chil of Kiddush may only start later on, not before Shachris, but after Shachris. So Kiddush might not be a problem. You may be allowed to eat at that stage without Kiddush, but there is another problem that you just can't eat before davening. So that is categorically a problem, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or any random weekday. So it's got nothing intrinsically got to do with Kiddush. It's irrelevant to ladies, to women sometimes, but this is not in terms of us men. There's no difference. There is a categorical problem of eating before Shachris. And again, some yes, it's true. Some keiles are more mekel. Some people are more mekel. But what we have got over here is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Just to finish up with one interesting question. What about exercise? People want to wake up and they do the exercise. Not quite sure how. They do the exercises before they go off to daven. Or you want to go on a 30-mile cycle thing just before Shach, just to get fresh for davening. Would you be allowed to do that? On the treadmill? Just... In moderation is fine? Yeah? So I was very surprised. Exactly. I was very surprised to see. But many poskim say exactly what you're saying. Many poskim say, hold on, we just learned now that refuah, you're allowed to. You're allowed to have breakfast if something needs it for medical reasons, you're allowed to eat. Somebody's got blood sugar, you need to have a bit of. You need to eat something before. That's fine. You're not to. Refuah is permitted. So therefore, they say that, well, the same applies also for exercise. If he wants to do exercise before, it's also refuah. It's not for the pleasure, it's refuah, and therefore it's permitted. I have a problem with it, because, what's my problem with it? What? Yeah, so they want to say this refuah. Refuah is permitted. But I agree with you, actually. Yeah. I want to say something else. What happens if you do the exercise after davening? Wouldn't work anymore? What, the exercise after davening doesn't work anymore?
Well, probably won't have time, maybe.
Well, yeah. I wonder. See, you're davening, because it's convenient for you to do the exercise before davening, is that considered a refuah? You see, the refuah that we're talking about over here, that you're allowed to eat before davening, surely that's talking about the case that he must eat before davening. He must. It's not just, he must have the refuah before davening. So surely that the exercise also, would you argue that it's only if he needs to do it before davening. If he can do it also after davening, probably you'd argue that he needs to do it after davening. Okay.
Also, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi, if you're doing exercising before davening, you're going to be a bit sweaty possibly.
Yeah. That's not covered as well. Absolutely, it's not covered.
It'll be covered, surely.
Absolutely, I agree. That's a very valid point. It's a very valid point. Stephen, I think that's a very, very valid point as well. It's not respectful to daven all sweaty, and that's probably another reason why a person should not particularly do a lot of exercise before davening. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to summarize what we learned this evening. So it's a fascinating halachas over here. We discussed the Issa to do tzrochim, private... private work before davening. We also discussed about the traveling, which is a problem before davening. We learned Mishnah Berurah even said before Mincha Maariv one shouldn't, but we said again that many poskim are mekel. We learned that if something also b'tzrochov is a problem, if something which is not your own personal tzrochim, then it's permitted. We also learned the issue of eating and drinking before davening. Water is fine, and that applies whether it's weekday, Shabbos, or Yom Tov. Medical tzrochim is permitted. Okay, that's it for this evening. And now, the thing is, tomorrow I would like to give shir. I have to apologize because I need to cancel Wednesday shir. I need to cancel Thursday shir, and I'm so sorry. There's quite a lot of things. I need to cancel Sunday shir as well. I will be neither make pre-recorded shiurim, just short, like 6-8 minutes or something like that. But I there won't be any live shir. So therefore. And I don't see, as well as I don't any see particular reason to cancel tomorrow's shir because, you know, the fast finishes out so early. So there will be regular shir tomorrow. There will not be shir Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, but there will be Ezra Hashem, give some pre-recorded shirim, which will be Hashem available online. Okay, very good. Okay, good evening, gentlemen.